Welcome, Cleaning Nation. As always, I am so excited to hang out and spend time with my favorite people today. That would be you. And I want to start out with a personal, heartfelt welcome and encouragement to check out the video I just made for you at growmycleaningcompany.com. It is totally free. It's as most I could pack into, I think it's like 40, 50 minutes of how to grow your cleaning company. Go check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com. There's even a gift at the end for everybody that sticks around. Check it out now, growmycleaningcompany.com. You will absolutely love it. Today, we are chatting with return guest Derek Hart from Lynchburg Organic Cleaning. Lynchburg Organic Cleaning has been serving the residents of, you guessed it, Lynchburg, Virginia for the last 10 years. If you want to reach out to Derek and his team, you can hold them at www.lynchburgorganiccleaning.com. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you, man. So why don't you do this? Since you've been on before, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you were before, what we talked about, anything new that's happened since, and then we'll jump into your question.
Yeah, sounds good. So I think the last time we were on, we were talking about employee expectations, or I'm sorry, customer expectations.
Okay.
And trying to set the right expectations when you bring on a new client, and whether or not it was appropriate to leave some sort of a handout or a contract or something like that. We serve mostly residential, so we're on the move to grow. And then fast forward a few months, now we've grown, we've taken on a couple new employees, several new clients, and we've got an opportunity to purchase another cleaning company here in the area. And so that's why I'm on today, to try and get some advice on that.
Beautiful. I know that other folks have approached me in terms of buying companies outright, buying just certain accounts, or just kind of using that as a strategy to grow. So I would love to jump in and see how we can sort you out on that one. So give me a little bit of the details of what's – obviously, don't give me the name of the company, but kind of general details about what's going on and what the offer is, and we'll see if we can best help you see if this works for you.
Yeah, sounds good. So the other company was wanting to sell the company outright to someone, including vehicles, equipment, accounts, website, business name, all that kind of stuff. A lot of that stuff didn't necessarily interest us because we were operating a functioning, running business already. And so we don't necessarily need equipment or a new business name or website. What we're looking for is to grow accounts. And so I asked for a list of accounts. She didn't give me names and addresses so I could go steal them, but she gave me, you know, client 1 through 30 or so, and then how much they pay on a monthly basis, kind of their location based on neighborhoods, and that kind of thing, give me an idea what I could be working with. Her prices, and I've gone to see some of the houses myself, her prices seem about 20 to 30% lower than ours for what would be the same house. And so I think that that's one challenge, but also the other challenge would be coming up with a price point for each individual account to offer. I don't know if it would be a percentage based off of raising prices to make our profit margin work, or if it would be based on total revenue. And then also, there's no contracts in place. There's no guarantee that these clients will stay with us. We may lose some through attrition or something like that. So trying to navigate how to make this, and she's interested in participating in the transition, but we just want to make this transition as seamless as possible and not lose more than necessary clients in the process.
Okay, so I hear two questions. One, what should I pay for these accounts if we should buy them at all? And two, how do I figure out what's fair to pay? Or so what to pay and how to transition. Is that kind of right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So first and foremost, we always want to start with the goals, right? So what your goals are for the company. And again, this is why I love systems, because they kind of, you can place all the companies and get all your answers out of one system. So, in the system we teach is obviously the Clean Profit Method. And this step 1.1 of, or module 1.1 of the Clean Profit Method is, setting goals. So first and foremost, you can share them or not, but do you have your goals for your company for the next 12 months, 24 months, you know, years, a couple of years out?
Yeah, we've grown to the point now where we've got multiple people working for us, but my wife and I run the company and we are still needing to stay in the field a little bit, just because we don't have quite enough business to hire everything out. So this acquisition, I think, could potentially get us out of working in the field and working more on the business rather than in the business. So that's the main goal of the next probably 6 months.
Is to stop working in the business, i.e. cleaning, and start managing, correct?
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. So my two cents from being an outsider is this is going to take you away from that goal in that that transition is kind of a hands-on process. So I don't know that I'd look at that. And I'd also want to have a kind of an overall goal in terms of here's where we're at revenue wise now, here's where we want to be 6 months from now, 12 months from now. So certainly getting out of the field works, but I can get you out of the field tomorrow. Quit. Just fire everybody.
Yeah.
Well, no, I need to make money. Okay. Well, now we've got a more clear picture of the goal, right? So the goal is yeah, certainly part of the goal is to get out of the field, but that's not the ultimate goal. Cause again, you could do that literally just shut her down, right? You're out of the field. Magic.
Yeah.
So I would first and foremost get clarity on the goal without this conversation. And that's where the problems run in when we try and make our goals modify to this opportunity as opposed to this opportunity sure, modify to our goal. So I would really get clarity on that without even okay, allowing this potential opportunity of the conversation, right? Because then you're going to want to try and twist your goals to this thing. So that's first and foremost. Sure. You got to make sure you're fitting it into the bigger picture. And if it doesn't fit into the big picture, it can be a red herring that just wastes a lot of your time. So that's always my fear is, you know, it takes you 3 to 5 months to get this in and whatever and pay for it. And just all the time and money you could be building your business, you're fooling around trying to get these customers. So I'm not saying that will happen, but sure, it's certainly, that would be my big red flag. Okay. Hopefully for this is not many people's first podcast, cause everyone knows I'm a pretty positive guy, but this is going to sound pretty negative. Second thing is if they were underpriced, the value to me would be zero. I don't know if I'd take them for free. Because right now, you know, that would be like if I came to you and said, hey, Derek, I got some people that I sell $20 bills for $15. And every month I give them 20 and they give me $15. How much will you give me for those relationships? I'm guessing nothing, right? Because if it's 20 or 30%, yeah, and if you're a healthy company, you're probably making 20%. So if they're 30% underpriced, then it's costing you 10% to have them, assuming you know everything, right? We don't know everything. That's assuming they pay and they stay and blah, 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 blah. So for your $0 of revenue, my offer would be nothing. I don't even know if I'd take them for free, right? So mm-hmm, we can kind of talk about what it would look like if they were profitable, but I don't want to just gloss over the fact that, well, I could raise prices. Well, a lot of things could happen. You could go sell your new account, but you don't pay her for things that you could do in the future. That's nutballs, right? So
yeah. Yeah.
Any payment I would give anybody on something like this would be after I've already collected. So first of all, I'd give no more than 3 months profit or 1 month of the full, and gross profit, not net profit. So say it's a $200, yeah, you know, just to make the numbers easy, say it's a $200 a month account and it costs $100 to clean it. So the gross profit, not net profit, gross profit would be $100 a month. I might pay $200 or $300 for that account if it was profitable, right? Okay. And if the gross profit's nothing, yeah, two or three times nothing, still nothing, and my offer yeah, stands. And I would only pay after the account. And you said one thing I want to make sure we just correct. There's none of it's guaranteed. There's no contracts. To anyone out there listening, contracts are not guarantees. There's no such thing as slave labor. You can't kick down their door and be like, we're here to clean, damn it. If they don't want you in their home, yeah, you're not going in their home. So a contract yeah, is no yeah, guarantee by any stretch, right? There is only the agreement. And even if they did have a contract, the contract's not like you can sell this account to somebody else. And, you know, it's not like a mortgage where you can sell it and someone else services it. So don't be fooled. Yeah. If it does have a contract, oh, I got a guarantee. You got nothing. You still have to perform. Yeah. And you still have to whatever. So, okay, so that said, the pricing would be nothing. If it was in good condition, these were actually accounts that I wanted, I might pay 1 to 3 months of the gross profit, and I would only do it after I got the gross profit, so after I did the cleaning and all that, because and honestly, let me give you the overreaching theme. The reason we buy other people's customers is we think it's easier than getting our own customers. So typically when I'm working one-on-one with somebody that is looking at buying another business, it's because their business isn't being run properly. And they're like, hey, instead of running my business better, I'll buy their business, right? The folks that have a system to attract the right, they've identified who the right customer is. B, they know what their pain is. C, they've got systems to get those people to know, like, and trust them and come into them on a repeatable, scalable, dependable basis, right? So they're like, yeah, last month I got, you know, 4 leads from referrals and 6 leads from my Facebook ad and 3 leads from the flyer and 4 leads from the internet and 2 leads from Yelp and I wasn't doing the math, but so I got 20 leads and those 20 leads was 10 bids and those 10 bids got me 7 appointments. And if I want to crank that up, I just put more money into Facebook, do more flyers, send some more emails out for referrals, right? So I know how to attract the right customers for the right prices. Therefore, when someone comes out with their shaggy customers that we don't know if they're any good, they could all be complete. You know, she's not selling them because she loves them, right? She's selling them because she's not making any money. You know, she's not making any money. So I would spend my time, money, and focus on tightening up my system so you can become instead of her giving you fish that probably stink and are dead, you don't want to eat them anyway, I would work on my fishing skills. And I know that's kind of, I don't say negative, but it's not maybe the answer we're looking to hear, but, that I've just seen, been involved in enough purchases and sales of businesses and coached other people through those transactions. Again, generally people aren't selling their pride and joy, their jewels, right? They're selling the junk, and you've already identified that these are junk and they're not profitable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the reason she's underpriced is because she does all of the cleanings herself. She hired at one point, but couldn't find the right people, wound up doing everything herself. And so that's why she keeps money instead of, she's quote unquote profitable in her own mind, but she doesn't have any labor costs other than herself. So,
right. She's trying to sell you her job.
Yeah.
But you can get a job for free. You can go clean for 12 bucks an hour for somebody else or 15 bucks an hour. You know, you don't need her for that. So no offense to the nice woman trying to sell these to you. Again, they don't seem to have any value to me. If you're able to raise prices, they might be. So I might, the best, and again, I would just focus on building my own system to get as many clients as I want that were the right clients. But if you were hellbent, and I'm not saying you are, but if you're hellbent on making this work, I would tell her, my offer is nothing. I'm going to immediately go in and raise prices because this doesn't work. If I'm able to raise prices, I will pay you the first 2 or 3 months gross profit. If I'm able to raise prices, if I can't raise prices, I won't pay anything, or you can have them because I'm not going to do them for that money. I don't think she's going to take that, but that's the only circumstance I'd even countenance that deal. And even at that point, again, I feel like, you know, what is this, 20, 30 accounts? How many she got?
She's got 30. We're interested in about 20 of them.
Okay. So we got 20 accounts, $200 a month. Is that a fair, just average?
Yeah. That's,
all right, so we're talking about
her average is around 200. Our average is around 250.
All right, so we're talking about a $4,000 book of business that who knows how it's going to stay. Again, it doesn't sound like enough meat on the bone to even do the deal, right? Just too much risk, too much headache. You know, if you had a system that brought in, you know, 20 leads, 10 bids and five sales a week, you could have that in a month of your own for and keep on going till the end of time, as opposed to right now where it's like again, maybe not the answer you're looking for, but first and foremost, just the steps for everybody listening, including you, Derek. First and foremost, have a real tight set of goals and make sure, because the more successful I've gotten, the more I've realized I have to start saying no more often to good things to get great things, right? So I'm not even saying this is a bad thing, it might be a good thing, I don't know. But I'm guessing it's probably not the best use. If you're like me, you have limited time and money, right? Even if we have lots of money, it's still limited, and we all have the exact same amount of time. So I want to invest both of those resources, my most precious resources, time first for me and money second, in the best, where I'm going to get the best return. And buying her kind of old profitless accounts seems like not a great return on time or money investment.
Sure. Yeah. So then, follow up, if we are able to raise prices and get these accounts profitable, how can we value those?
Again, 2 or 3 months worth of the gross profit. Right.
Okay.
But again, it's going to take you just as long to find these people, call them, wrangle up a price that's different to go get your own new one. So why have to go through all that work? And then, and again, generally they're not going to be the happiest customers because you raise prices and there's a reason they're, you know, it just, it's a weird way to start a relationship that's not even your customer. Like,
they're just
going to go, why would I use you for this? I'll just go shopping for someone else. So it's not even like, if I have a relationship with you and I'm doing a good job and you know, like, and trust me, and I go to raise prices, like, hey, it's, you know, it's been 3 years since I've raised prices. I'm not making any money anymore. And we've got a relationship. There's a good chance you're going to go, okay, well, you know, I like you. I like the service. You're doing a good job for me. We've got this relationship and I'd like it to continue. So, new prices I shall pay. But if I'm the buyer and they're like, hey, I'm not going to be here anymore, the person you had a relationship with, here's this new guy. He's going to come in and it's going to be more money. Well, of course I'm going to go, well, then why don't I just go on the internet and shop? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Why, if I don't mind paying more if I'm getting something, but, you know, I'll just go on the internet and, you know, it's basically just the opportunity to bid, which again, you can create your own. So I don't see a lot of value here. The only way I do it is paying her afterwards on the profit once you've raised prices. I can't imagine she's going to want to do that. And even if she was, I still wouldn't do it, but that'd be the only way I'd even conversate around it with her.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking as well.
Okay, good. Well, glad I could clarify that, because sometimes, you know, you're worried, like, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something here. But and again, just, it sounds like a lot of time and effort for a very small amount of work. And again, what if they quit 2 months in or 1 month in? You know, and she's like, well, you did a bad job. And you're like, well, that, I did this. And she's like, you stole me the money. And it's just, again, it's, is that where you want to be spending your time versus just finding customers that know, like, and trust you, that are kind of pre-sold, understand the value that you bring. And again, hopefully, again, certainly if you're a Clean Profit Method member, you've got a niche, and maybe these fit your niche, maybe they don't. And we don't want to stretch our niche or change it just because, you know, this lady wants to sell us her job, right? The niche is the niche. Like, you know, I've had car dealerships, construction companies, manufacturing. Not that I'd look to buy a coaching company, but if some guy came to me and said, hey, I've got a bunch of owners of car dealerships that I can sell you that are paying me this much for coaching or whatever, I don't know that I'd be interested. My niche is you guys, and that's what I want to do. And I'm not going to kind of change my whole situation just because this guy has, quote unquote, an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any questions or thoughts or needs before we hit the lightning round?
Not that I can think of.
Cool. All right, let's do it. I'll shut up for 2 seconds. We will give Derek the opportunity to share some of his genius. As we're going in, I want to, again, personally invite you. It's so funny. We get people texting on our Facebook group, not texting, but emailing, posting on the Facebook group, reaching out to us all sorts of ways, going, hey, I want help. I want in. How can you help me? Where do I start? What do I do? I tell them all the same thing. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there's a free video, the 5 shifts that I put a lot of time into. It's kind of the foundational stuff that you're going to need to really take your cleaning company to the next level, and it is totally free. So I'm going to tell you the same thing. Instead of reaching out to me and going, Mike, where do I go? What do I do? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free video. There's a gift at the end. That is where to start. All right, let's hit the lightning round. 3 quick questions. Derek is going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Professionally, I would say taking care of your employees, because they're responsible for a lot more of your revenue in a business than an individual client. So a lot of times people say the clients come first, but I think the employees have a much bigger impact on the company overall.
That's really insightful. And I agree. When I was a younger businessman, I used to think the same thing. Customer's always right. Got to do the customer. Customer's paying us the bill. But then I realized you're right. One valuable employee can be worth hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, whereas typically average customer, even a good customer, is not worth anywhere near that. Great, great feedback. All right. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Outside of underbidding, which I learned early on, and the most common one, I would say just not being willing to grow and learn. That was something that I had to overcome early on, and now I'm addicted to growth and learning and new opportunities and expanding our horizons mentally and professionally.
Gosh, as someone that teaches for a living and just sees hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, both successful and unsuccessful, let me just second that notion in that it's so funny. When I first came in, I thought, man, I'm going to help so many people, and the single moms or the folks that are just struggling that desperately need help, I'm going to come in and rock their world. And it's funny, I found more often than not, the people that are already successful are the ones that are crushing it. The people that are struggling are not open to coaching. They think they know everything. They don't want to learn. So probably my most successful clients are the ones that have the most coaches, right? Tiger Woods, back in the day when he was at his greatest, I'll bet you had two or three coaches, one for swing, one for distance, one for health, one for eating, one for the mental part of the game. And then the hack golfers probably knew everything and didn't have any coaches. So I really want to encourage you guys absolutely to learn. And just so I put myself in that same thing, I am constantly reinvesting in my education. If you look at Grow My Cleaning Company's P&L, we spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars every year on me continuing to grow with other people that are, smarter, more experienced, have a different take, or I'm just constantly pouring in. So I couldn't agree more. That's both of yours have been wise beyond your years, my friend. All right, last question. We've actually changed it since you were last on to make it easier. Favorite book, always looking for, speaking of growing and learning, always looking for the next book that can give me that next idea or thing to help me grow. What's your favorite book?
My most recent favorite is Never Split the Difference by an FBI negotiator.
That's solid.
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Never Split the Difference.
Talks about business negotiation and phenomenal book. So I loved it.
Man, just the fact that you said it was just when you said it by a former FBI investigator, it's got a great title. Love it. As we're doing it, I am on, I Googled it. It is apparently by Chris Voss and someone named Tal Raz, R-A-Z, Raz. I'm not sure how to say it, but that's the one you're talking about, right? Or it's Chris Voss with Tal Raz. Yep. So.
He did a hostage negotiation for the FBI.
Man, and then we think that the little deals that we're negotiating are high stress. This guy's negotiating, he does a bad job. People die. So I think I'm going to get that book. That's a solid ad, my friend.
Good.
All right. Cleaning Nation, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Derek. Thank you for sharing your passion and your business and updating us on how things are going. I appreciate it. No Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Derek's show notes page, the special video I made for you and hundreds of hours of training, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.